KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, we are in studio today with everybody's favorite auto mechanic and shop owner, John Chitwood. John, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
No, thank you.
And we're going to be doing a lot of things with John over the coming weeks. He's not only going to be answering questions about car repairs and how to find the reliable car and providing services to help you check that out, tell you about regular schedules and all those things, but John's going to be doing some giveaways for us and all kinds of things to help our audience out. So appreciate you joining us this afternoon, all of our listeners. And John, I want to start off with a couple of questions. And
sure.
My lovely daughter kind of got on my case and said, Dad, you work on cars, you know a little bit about them. And I don't know that much about them, but I can do basic things. And she said, you're not asking the right questions of John. You got to ask questions that normal people that don't know anything about cars would ask. So I started thinking about, hey, I guess I could ask questions like I would ask of a computer person because I don't know anything about why the computer works. So that's what I'm going to do.
Where's the on
today.
Button?
That's right. So first question out of the gate is, how often should we have fluids checked in our cars? I guess that would be windshield washer fluid, oil, transmission fluid, those types of things.
You know what? That is actually a slippery slope question, and let me just tell you why. There's a lot of manufacturers out there. I'll say Chrysler, Toyota, even Nissan, different ones, okay, whether it may be, we're finding that they're actually having a high oil consumption rate, okay? And the customer will bring it into us, you know, and the client will say, hey, you know.
And this is a car that's not leaking oil.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. And they'll say that. I think I have an oil leak because my oil was low. I said, sure, no problem. You put it up and it's dry as a bone. So you start looking at it and you're just like, okay, there has to be something that's going on here. So with that, then we look at, technical service bulletins that is produced by, let's say, Toyota or Chrysler or whatever it may be. And you go into the oil consumption, tab and they'll say, yeah, you know, there's either an oil consumption problem or customers have voiced a concern. And they say that, I'll take a number like a Toyota told us. They said that your Toyota could use up to one quart every 1500 to 2000 miles.
Wow.
And they considered that to be normal.
And you, of course, do not believe
that. Oh, no. I know what the problem is what's happening is the oil ring on the pistons are failing and the oil is going around it and it's burning it. Okay. Ever so slightly. I mean, it's not like back in the old days, if a vehicle was burning oil, it had all this blue smoke that was rolling out the back. Now, I mean, this is ever so slight that you don't see it, but yet you're using that oil. And like I said, the car manufacturers are saying, this is acceptable. So back to your question, how often do I check my oil? So we had a customer, actually several customers on this same road that said, I have my oil changed less than 3,000 miles ago and my engine is now clicking. And so we pop the hood, look at it. There's no oil on the dipstick.
Wow.
And the clicking is the timing chains or the timing chain tensioner that has no oil pressure and it's sitting there flopping around. We add oil, noises go away. They go, but I have no oil leaks. So then we go back to the consumption. So, you know, to answer your question, how often do you check oil? It would depend upon your vehicle. I've actually told people, you know, like every fill up, just, you know, while you're filling it up, pop the hood and pull a dipstick, look at it, make sure you got oil, and put it back in.
Well, now here's a silly question. Will you teach people how to do
anybody,
when they come to your shop?
Anybody who wants to know how to do it, I'll show them. And there's nobody I wouldn't show.
And that's pretty much any layman can do
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Non-mechanic person
yes.
can check the oil.
Yes.
Now, checking your transmission fluid's a little trickier, though.
Nowadays it is, because a lot of the vehicles coming out now do not have transmission dipsticks. A lot of them. And in fact, for the last, I think like 8-9 years, they've actually gone away from it, where you actually have to buy a dipstick that's kind of universal, like Mercedes or Chrysler or something like that. You have to buy this universal dipstick, put it down there. You measure it when it's a certain temperature. You do a measurement. You have a chart that you put it up against and say, yes, my transmission fluid is good or it's bad or it's low. I mean, one way or the other. So, yeah, it's a lot trickier now. Volkswagen, you have to do it with a computer.
John, ABQ Connect is a show where we talk about some big issues, mm-hmm. political issues, spiritual issues. We have unbelievable testimonies. For example, this weekend in the pulpit will be Nick Vujicic.
Right.
And he is a gentleman that was born without arms or legs and has accomplished so much and is such an encouragement to people, although he has, well, despite his physical
Correct.
Challenges. So it's an amazing story. A lot of times people will say, oh, well, John's on the radio at ABQ Connect. That may not seem as important, but I have to testify that I know more people stressed out because their cars are breaking down.
Oh, yeah.
Than any of these other issues. It almost, in many ways, has to do with your job and getting to work on time and to meetings on time and picking up your children and the safety of your families. I mean, so we really appreciate you being here. And I think it's a very important topic.
No problem at all.
Right now, people need to come in about every 3,000 miles.
Correct.
Get the fluids checked. You're recommending an oil change and fluids about every 3,000 miles.
Correct.
Which would average right around four times a year.
Correct. Exactly right.
And so that's, you know, that's a pretty standard.
And it depends on your driving distances. For instance, if you live in Rio Rancho and you're working in Albuquerque, you may actually end up being like five times, you know, or four times a year or something like that, or five times a year.
How about if I'm about to take a trip to Phoenix and I'm going to be mm-hmm. driving in the Mojave Desert or a desert area, maybe on the way to San Diego or something like that, and you're going to be in 110, 115 degree temperature. Pretty important to get checked out before you leave town.
Yes, and we actually were doing that for a young lady from the church right now. You know, she's, you know, literally says, hey, I just got this vehicle. I'm going to Phoenix. Need you to check it out. And says, oh, and by the way, the air conditioner is not working. I go, well, yeah, that's important.
Yeah. Well, going to be, and the car temperature is going to be 130 degrees if it's 100 degrees outside, if not higher.
Inside the car, yeah.
That'd be tough. John Chitwood with us in studio from Southern Boulevard Automotive. They are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast in Rio Rancho. Their phone number is 505-892-2300. If you need to reach John and his staff at Southern Boulevard Automotive, they're always available to you. Hours of business?
We're open from 7 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. And our call-in line here in the studio is 505-338-5790. If you'd like to ask John a call about your car this afternoon, please call John. We're going to be back right after these messages. More with John Chitwood coming up.
People have always been fascinated with forecasting the future. From physics to horoscopes, it's easy to find someone willing to tell and sell their prediction of what's ahead. But only God knows what the future holds. And we want to give you an exciting glimpse into his plans for your future and the end times. When you give today, we'll send you three incredible resources. Skip's exclusive interview with biblical prophecy expert Joel Rosenberg and a recent teaching from Joel. Plus, Skip's book, You Can Understand the Book of Revelation. Listen in as Skip and Joel Rosenberg discuss eye-opening developments in the Middle East.
We are both the most endangered country in the world, Israel is, and feeling more secure than ever in human history. That's a conundrum.
And dive into the Book of Revelation with Pastor Skip to make sense of what the Bible says about end-time events. Get your copies of these insightful resources when you give today to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. Give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
Because of God's grace, there's tremendous hope even in failure. God has a proven track record of reaching out to forgive and restore his stumbling servants. We all make mistakes, we all sin. But Proverbs 24:16 says there's two kinds of responses to that. There are those that fall and stay down, and there are those that fall and get up. In his mercy and grace, God is able to make us stand up and to dust us off, to move us forward into his productive and fruitful plan for our lives. God wants your life to count. He wants you to make a difference in the world. So if your focus is on yesterday's failures, well, then it's time to get a biblical perspective. Acknowledge your sin, accept God's forgiveness, get back up, and keep walking toward God's fruitful plan for your life.
There is more Bible teaching from Pastor Mike Fabares available on Focal Point, weekdays on your station, or go online to focalpointradio.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Jim Williams in studio with John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive. If you have an automotive repair question this afternoon about your own vehicle or a friend's, or you're looking for a new one, please call John at 505-338-5790 here at the KNKT studios. John, so we talked a little bit now about checking our fluids about every 3,000 miles. How often should we have wheel alignments and tires checked and those type of things?
And again, this is another, you know, what ifs, okay? I recommend you're rotating your tires every other oil change.
Okay.
Okay.
So twice a year.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you kind of figure, you know, every 6,000 miles. Let's just say that, you know, and that would keep them pretty well balanced, especially with like a lot of the new all-wheel drives that are coming out. The circumference of the tire has to stay the same. So if your front tires are getting real low and your back ones look real new, you'll actually mess up the four-wheel drive system.
Ah.
So you got to be careful on that.
So you have to keep them pretty even and
rotate
them pretty
regular. Rotate them, always keeping them the same. You know, so you want all four tires to wear the same. And plus, it's actually good no matter whether it's rear-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. But it is something that's very overlooked. Overlooked. We see it all the time.
And I've seen this scenario 100 times. So somebody goes over to Discount Tire.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job.
Right.
Buy some brand new tires. And 6-8 months later, the left front tire is bald on the outside.
Correct.
All three of the other tires look great.
Right.
But they're looking at Discount Tire like, hey, what's wrong with my tires that I bought? And what's the problem?
Well, and see, that's just the problem. Especially, there's not anybody listening to this radio show, okay, or to this station, or this breathing in New Mexico that doesn't know what a pothole is.
Amen to that.
Okay. And you'll go over, and you know what I'm talking about. You'll go and you'll hit that pothole and it almost jars your teeth out. And almost guaranteed that alignment is most likely just a little bit off, and it'll keep moving over different bumps and roads and stuff like that, and things will start to move and get worn, and, you know, all of a sudden that one wheel, you know, may be leaning inward or outward, and that, like you said, you know, all of a sudden now I have one tire that's chewed up because I either have a worn part or the alignment's been knocked off.
Right.
But I wouldn't know that because it seemed like it was driving straight to me.
Now, does an alignment get worse? Again, if you want to call John this afternoon about something going on with your car, please call us at 505-338-5790, John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Does an alignment, if you don't get it done every 6,000 miles, does it harm your car or does it just ruin your tires?
No. Rotating your tires every 6,000 miles. Alignment, in theory, alignment should stay.
Gotcha.
Okay, in theory.
Right.
Okay, except because of road, road conditions, damage and whatever, bumping a curb when you're parking, you know, you got a curb and you run up too hard and you hit it, or like when it snows, we have people that'll slide around the corner and hit their wheel and they go, yeah, but the wheel was still good, but yeah, now my rear alignment's off. A lot of different scenarios, but alignment in theory should stay, but for our customers, when we do an oil change, we automatically give them a complimentary alignment check.
Oh, good.
So,
nice.
You know, and it's free. It's just, you know, it takes, you know, a couple minutes just to hook up the machine, check it, and, you know, just say, hey, no, your alignment's on. Don't worry about it.
So I'm out shopping for a car, and I want to ask you now about four-cylinder engines. Are they more or less reliable than 6 or 8-cylinder?
It would depend engines. Who you talk to.
Okay.
Which dealership is going to tell you, oh, no, ours is going to last. You better believe it. Picture this, okay? If I have a large, weighty vehicle, I want a large, weighty motor.
Okay.
You know, I want more power to tow the bigger load, okay?
Gotcha.
And, like diesel engines. Diesel engines are so good, but they are heavy and they're big. but they have so much power that they can hold, they can, you know, haul and pull the big loads with less strain on the motor. So if I go down to a gasoline engine, that's a V8, that also will be strong, but it's less, it's underpowered than the diesel is. So it's going to pull less. So if I try to say I want to pull 5,000 pounds with a diesel, no problem. If I want to tow 5,000 pounds, or even like 10,000, let's say, with a diesel, no problem. And if I want to tow 10,000 pounds with a gas, you know, a V8, no problem, except it's more wear and tear on the motor because I've got to make it rev up higher to get that kind of power. So if I want to tow 10,000 pounds with a six-cylinder, what kind of my foot's going to have to be to the floor.
Right.
And a four-cylinder is not even going to pull the hat off your head when you get to that 10,000 pounds.
You know, it's an interesting discussion because a lot of people drive trucks, pickup trucks in New Mexico. And I particularly enjoy pickup trucks myself. They just seem to be real convenient throwing stuff in the back. Don't currently have one now, but I really enjoy them. So if you look at, you know, one of our sponsors, Power Ford, they sell some real nice F-150s. And the big thing they market now for gas mileage and economy is they have the 3.5 liter turbocharged
EcoBoost.
Nice motor, runs well, actually tows really nicely for a six cylinder. But when you compare that to say a Chevy 1500, they're trying to go after the gas mileage.
Correct.
By changing their transmissions.
Correct.
They've gone to like 8 or 10 speed transmissions.
Exactly.
Now. And any advantage to either of those setups?
Yeah, I think there is a lot. I mean, especially with the transmission, because you think about that, you know, I mean, if I can use the same motor and yet go faster at a lower RPM, I'm saving gas, but yet I still have the power.
Right.
Okay. Now with the EcoBoost, now we're going to see them. I'm sure of it. But anytime you have a turbo, if you have to understand the workings and the dynamics and the, just the workings of a turbo and how it works and how you put more pressure inside that cylinder. Sooner or later, something has to give.
Yeah. But there's probably regular maintenance that you can recommend. And,
correct.
And anything that has moving parts is going to wear out. You talked about the engineered obsolescence on parts, and that's probably not different for any car manufacturer.
Exactly right. And, you know, and we've seen that over the past years, you know, any car that has a turbocharger on it, you know, tends to, for the consumer, they like that power, they like that speed, and inevitably you watch them really keep their foot in it. You know, they like that, you know, taking off. And then, unfortunately, you know, wear and tear on the motor gets to be a lot faster.
Amen. Amen. Well, John, let's switch a little bit to more of a, maybe a spiritual subject.
Okay.
You are an advertiser here on KNKT, and your advertisements really give a metaphor using the maintenance of your car and car mechanics and things to what God would really like us to do in maintaining ourselves by staying in the Word and those type of things. Why do you choose to advertise that way?
If I could, like I've told, you know, the general manager, I said, you know, if I could, I'd take the whole minute and just preach.
There you go.
And, you know, within 60 of the commercials, I got to have a whole sermon. You know what? It's what God's called me to do. You know, I want to honor and glorify him. He's the one that has blessed us. He's the one that, you know, has put us here. So we're here to, you know, turn it back and say, God, no, to you be the glory. You know, and he's given us this platform. He's given me this platform to say, you know, to deliver his message, whether it be on the radio, whether it be at the shop, whether it be to an employee, whether it be to a client, whoever it may be. He's put me here. And this is what I'm going to do.
You know, in doing business, and you shared with us last time you were here that bad times when maybe you said something to a customer that you shouldn't have said, you've grown and matured. And I'm sure the Lord's taken a hold of you through several situations.
Oh, yeah.
What might be the biggest lesson you've learned as a business person trying to operate as a Christian operator?
Be bold. Be bold. Stand up. I've had... you know, and It's interesting because, you know, you look at David in the 119th Psalm, and he says, you know, I will stand before kings and proclaim your name and not be ashamed. Okay. It goes, you know, goes hand in hand. I've had customers come up to me and say, you know, across the counter, and I go, hey, how are you today? Oh, not too good, you know, and they've got this going on in their family. They may have had a death. They may have had, whatever it may be. And I'm not there to embarrass anybody, but I'll take them outside and I go, can I pray for you? And I have no problem with that, especially, or someone like today, Carol comes in and she says, will you pray for me? Yes, I'll pray for you right here, right now. Let's pray.
Nice.
You know, and be bold. Because you always feel that peace inside you saying, you know, oh no. It's like, oh no. And you can just say, no. I want to stand before kings and proclaim your name. I am not going to be ashamed.
John Chitwood in studio here with Jim Williams on ABQ Connect. Our phone number is 505-338-5790. This is the guy you want to talk to about issues you have going on with your car, and John will be happy to answer your questions again at 338-5790 at the KNKT Studios. More with John after these messages.
Mark your calendar for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home Annual Barbecue Saturday, August 10th from 11 to 2. Tour the cottages, meet the house parents, and enjoy great food. The GTO Car Club, activities for the kids, and live music from Vintage. The Albuquerque Christian Children's Home Annual Barbecue, August 10th. Tickets and information at 898-5520 or acchkids.org. That's 898-5520 or acchkids.org.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. Children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, caring also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You get a better deal and a better experience. Every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or just come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
This is Jim Williams, host of ABQ Connect 2.0, heard each weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KNKT. Did you know that there are only three radio formats that tend not to be relegated to the background? They are talk radio, Christian, and sports. Audiences of these stations have their attention riveted to the content of the station itself. Advertisers on KNKT enjoy front page status, and our loyal KNKT family listens to your information. They don't just hear it. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. John Chitwood in studio with me this afternoon. Please give him a call at 505-338-5790 if you have questions about your car and possibly needing repair or some challenge of maintenance that you might have. John's here to answer those questions. During the break there, John, we were talking a little bit about turbochargers. So turbochargers have a few more moving parts. What do those essentially do? They're compressing air.
Exactly. They're taking the air and putting more air and fuel mixture inside. Not necessarily too much more fuel, but they're putting enough more compressed fuel and air inside the cylinder. It's forcing the air down inside the cylinder or making it come out faster. So you're pulling it in one way or the other, whether it be, a supercharger versus turbo.
Gotcha.
And like I was telling you, I said, inside every cylinder, that's an explosion chamber.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is, right? Because, you know, the stroke goes up, it pulls in the fuel, it goes back up, compresses the fuel, spark, then the explosion happens. And that's your power stroke. With anything, it's designed to withstand that explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For whatever 100,000, couple hundred thousand miles. If you, add to that explosion, you know, the life of that explosion chamber shortens. That's where engines start to wear out.
Well, and regular maintenance, oil changes, correct, fluid changes of all kinds, transmissions, yes, all of those things vitally, yes, important.
Oh, yeah.
Is weather in New Mexico particularly more or less difficult than, say, an Arizona? Arizona's more constant temperature around 100, but we have all the variants. We go down to 10 or 15 degrees in the winter and right, all the way up to 100 in the summer.
You know what? I wouldn't say, I would think Arizona would have actually greater failures because just like with any electrical component, it doesn't really, I mean, they make them to absorb heat, but they don't like it.
Gotcha.
Okay. And that's what we're seeing a lot right now. A lot of the failures we're seeing for repairs on different vehicles are heat related. Crankshaft sensors, all of a sudden they're just, you know, they can't take the heat anymore. They get hot and they open up and now the vehicle stalls while you're driving. Fuel pumps, you know, get hot, the windings get tight, stops, and then they cool off and start driving. A lot of heat related failures, cooling systems, obviously, air conditionings, you name it, but it's generally all because of heat. So I would figure Arizona would actually be more prominent to having a higher failure rate because of the higher temperatures. I think right now it's 113 over there. So you see what I'm getting at. You know, just like with any electrical circuit, they just don't like heat.
So if you're going to take a long trip and you're going to be driving down I-40 to California or you're going to be going the other direction, you're going to be hitting climates and things that your car needs to be prepared for.
Correct.
Typically, if I'm going to take a trip, what does checking out my car take at Southern Boulevard Automotive? Is that a one-day deal? Does it take a couple days?
No. If I'm just checking out your vehicle, half an hour. Okay. And essentially what we're going to be looking for is the condition of your engine oil, condition of your antifreeze. Is it low? If it's a little bit low, you have to say, okay, is it leaking? Okay. And because understand, once you get, you know, between, here and LA, you know, and Needles or something like that, what ends up happening, the temperature's flying high, or between here and Barstow, what ends up happening is the temperature gets hotter, the expansion rate is high, so, you know, now we're under a higher pressure, and that small leak in New Mexico is now one gigantic leak somewhere else in a hotter temperature. So you got to keep that in mind, you know. So if you have a small coolant leak here, it's going to be large when you get that on the road. So, and you know, obviously, you know, we have to have antifreeze and coolant in our engines to keep them cool.
Our phone number here at the KNKT studios to talk to John Chitwood this afternoon is 505-338-5790. John, talking about tires now.
Mm-hmm.
I know you probably don't have a statistic on this, but do you see people that just don't pay attention to their tire pressure? And that can be very dangerous, can't it?
Oh, all the time. That's why, and this is actually a known problem. That's why all the vehicles since 2006 have a tire pressure monitoring system on board. It was mandatory via the federal, okay? And so every vehicle that comes out has a little light on the dash that says TPMS, or it'll give you the bottom side of a tire with a line through it, something to give you warning that, hey, my tire pressure is low. Because everybody knows no one's watching it. And that was actually pushed through by the DOT for the simple reason that people do not watch their tires. I mean, who of us before 2006 were to blame? All of us. I mean, you know, how many times you ever came out and does anybody really look at your tires?
So you've already mentioned how heat wears everything out.
Uh-huh.
So you have a little sensor, which is normally like in the valve.
It's inside the rim.
Okay. And it's a Bluetooth device?
Kind of, yes. It has a transmitter.
Similar to what we have on our phones.
Exactly. It has a transmitter with a battery in there.
So how often do those fail?
The national average, they said the batteries should last 5 to 6 years. I've actually seen a lot longer.
Okay.
You know, I've seen 10 and 12.
Okay.
You know, it's rare, but I see them. But believe it or not, a lot of people say, what's that light on for? It's for your tire pressure. Oh, I don't need to bother with that.
And that's got to be at least the most critical thing that you can possibly do. The tires that you're riding on have to be properly inflated.
Exactly right.
Now, do most people realize that right inside the driver's door, usually on the door jamb, mm-hmm. is a little sticker?
Yeah.
And that usually outlines what the tire pressure should be, what the fluid level should be.
Not fluid levels, but it does tell you the tire size, pressure, and what you should be doing. Correct. I mean, it actually has the, you know, the data for that.
Okay. Does it have the capacities of the fluids?
No.
Okay.
No. The capacities of fluids really will only be like not even in the owner's manual. Those are actually technical manuals, but in the owner's manual, it'll actually have delineate where to check and stuff like this, what the fuses go to and stuff like that.
So what should people learn about maintaining their own cars? Obviously, they need a good mechanic, good repair shop, but what types of things should they be doing on their own?
Doing it on your own, just checking your fluid levels, you know? I mean, your radiator bottles, you know, the overflow bottles are always, you know, semi, you know, they may be whitish or yellow, whatever, but you can see the fluid level in there. Check them. Just all you do is look.
Riding in a friend's car yesterday, and you know how we're having this monsoonal
flow.
Afternoons, 3 o'clock. It's really nice because it cools everything down. Right. It's really nice. But I'm riding with this friend of mine. All of a sudden it starts sprinkling. He turns on his wipers. And you can see that his wipers haven't been changed probably in 2 years. So all it does is smear mud, and we can't see anything. And literally had to slow down, and he had to stick his head out the side window to pull off to the side and, you know, wipe off all this dirt. So I said, hey, about time to check your
wiper blades. Yeah.
How often should the wiper blades be changed?
You know, again, it just depends, and it depends upon our weather. It was an ongoing joke there for a couple of years. Someone would come in, we wouldn't say you need windshield wipers, you know, or something like that. We'd say, hey, your dust wipers are getting old, you know, and it's a joke, you know, because I mean, we weren't getting any moisture or anything else. I'm like, you know, and here's what happens, and here's how you can tell. Your wipers are laying down. Okay. We don't use them when it's not, you know, raining, and out here in New Mexico, you don't have that kind of rain. But when you turn them on, when it does rain, and you hear, and it wipes one way, and it does, and it goes back and forth, your wiper blades are shot. And what happens is they've laid down in a certain position, and the sun has baked them. And now they're molded in one direction. They're not laying flat anymore and wiping back and forth. They're caught in one position. The rubber is hardened. That's why it goes one way smooth and you hear that brrr coming back. You know, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody's heard that noise when you turn on the wipers. It just means your blades, the rubber on the blades has gotten hard and it's molded itself in one direction.
More with John Chitwood if you'd like to talk to John this afternoon, 505-338-5790. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
Duke City Ready Mix is all about quality on every load and delivering that quality when we say we will, equating it to the best service in the valley. Our goal is to enhance our communities with self-sustaining families through employment at Duke City and giving back to the communities who have given so much to us. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community. The premier concrete, sand, and gravel company in the valley. Contact us at 877-5777 or at qualitymattershere.com.
The 2019 Starrity 8 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Starrity 8 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
Here's a hot spot from Skip Hitech, focusing on the front lines of spiritual warfare. That's where you are.
Satan gets you to question God's blueprint, God's word, the Bible. This thing's outdated. This won't work in my situation. The Bible won't work in real life. You have to go to the secular world to get real help.
Skip has this shot about false branding.
And our culture has become very good at taking old sins and giving them new names. Even the word sin.
Even the word sin.
Try seeing if that's tolerated.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
Listen, we're all going to be challenged. forms. When you put the stake down in the ground that says who you are and what you believe, your faith is going to be challenged, your positions are going to be challenged, your love for God will be challenged, God's love for you will be challenged.
Grow in your faith with Skip's reading plans. Search for Skip Heitzik in the YouVersion Bible app.
Take up the full armor of God. Jesus said, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Talking about the very important subject of windshield wipers. John Chitwood from Southern Boulevard Automotive. If you have issues going on with your car, you want to call Southern Boulevard at 505-892-2300. That is their location at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. You're doing a great job of taking care of that community. I know my elderly parents have used your shop quite a bit.
Yes.
They always feel good about your staff and how they're handled, and I appreciate that too as well, John.
Excellent.
So, John, I want to finish up with the windshield wipers. And it seems very simplistic, but tell us a story here. You bought brand new windshield wipers 3 months ago.
Right. Well, actually less than that on my Nissan Xterra. And this actually wasn't this year. It was actually last year I did this because we didn't have all the rain last year.
Right.
This year, I mean, obviously through the winter, we've had plenty of moisture. But, and I always keep, you know, I keep up the maintenance on my vehicle. I mean, you know, if nothing, it's kind of an irritation, you know, when, like I said, when you have turn on your wipers and you hear that, you know, brrr, dragging back and forth. I want it to be nice and smooth, wipe the window. But I bought brand new ones, and it was a little less than 3 months. All of a sudden, we got a rainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn them on, and here's that. Brrr, brrr. Because it took that long for it to harden the rubber and get it to lay one certain way because I hadn't used them.
So it's not the rain that wears out the windshield.
No, it's the heat and the dry. The heat and the dry always do.
And rubber just...
It deteriorates. Well, out here, because of the lack of moisture, and I know that doesn't make much sense since the winter, you know, we've had so much rain, but generally speaking, in New Mexico, because of the lack of moisture, it actually pulls the moisture out of the rubber. It's the same thing with tires.
Well, I've got to share this with everybody.
Sure.
So I go in, I'm not going to name the auto supply store, but I bought brand new wipers a year ago.
Okay.
And they're advertising that these are 10-year wipers. Rubber is indestructible. It's going to be in place. And I'm here to testify to you that those wipers don't work at all.
Yep.
9-10 months later after I bought them last year.
Right.
So don't be deceived by all these advertisements.
Right.
Go in, buy a basic product. Everybody's using essentially the same rubber and formulas. I mean,
to a point. To a point. There are some out there that I've actually, you know, there's some more performance wipers, you know, but for the most part, you're correct. I mean, you know, I mean, there's
well, and don't buy the cheapest either, because you're going to get what you pay for.
Exactly right. You know, kind of that middle grade, you know, like exact fit or something like that.
Right. So, John, here's a tricky question. More
sure.
Back to the spiritual side of being a Christian businessman. And that's this. So you're open with your faith with a lot of people, but we all know when you have employees that there are legal aspects about sharing your faith and those kind of things with people. Tell me how you have to be careful and diplomatic and caring at the same time.
Well, I mean, it's basic. It's a basic Bible, okay? You know, what did Peter tell us? To be ready in season, out of season, to give a reason for the hope that is within you, okay? Mm-hmm. That actually has the premise and the basis that you're going to be asked, right?
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know, it doesn't say be ready in season and out of season to push it down somebody's throat.
Right.
Okay. It says to give a reason and an answer for the hope that is within you. If I'm asked, I tell.
Amen.
Okay. And that's just basically lying. You know, I mean, I don't shove nothing down anybody's throat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Especially my faith. You know, my faith is in Jesus Christ, you know, and it's by his goodness that he leads us to repentance. It wasn't by him coming, grabbing me by the hair, and then shoving the gospel down my throat. It didn't work that way. Why do we do it? You know, and we shouldn't. And we don't. That's why, you know, you come up, it's like, you know, if you ask me about my faith, I'm going to tell.
How do you prepare to give an answer?
Every single day in God's word before I get to work, you know, and I'm not talking just an hour. I'm talking, you know, a couple hours of just, you know, you prayer, study, read, pray, read, pray. But it's a lifestyle. It's not just that. I mean, that is a byproduct of my love for Jesus Christ, because I want to know him better. I want to be more familiar with his character. I want to know him.
I was intrigued with your answer last time we got together, when I ask you about a grouchy customer that comes mm-hmm. to the table, and how do you handle that person? And your answer to me was, it doesn't have anything to do with that moment. It has to do with how you prepared in advance for that
Correct.
Moment. So you look at your own life, you look at your weaknesses, your strengths, you look at, you've probably got a pretty good handle on how people feel when their cars break
oh,
down.
Yeah.
Nobody's happy about it.
No. And you can't blame them. You know, I mean, I don't like it when my vehicle breaks down. Why would they?
Right. Well, and I really want to encourage our listeners, you know, to be compassionate. If you don't know something about your faith, don't try to share it. Just share what you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
right.
tell people, hey, I don't know the answer to that question, and I'll go find out the answer. And
right.
there's a zillion pastors in town, and I know at the Calvary campus, Skip Heitzig's written a book on about every single topic you could possibly
Correct.
Listen to. I've been listening, and I'll date myself here, but Skip used to put out tapes, you know.
I still have some.
You still have some.
I promise you, I do.
And we had a great, I remember when Hosanna Ministries here was putting
yep.
out recording tapes and these big duplicating machines, and after a service, we'd take the master in there and duplicate about 50 of them,
yep.
and then it became these little MP3 players, and now, of course, everything's available online and
right.
podcasts. So you can get answers, and there's an index to how whatever topic you want to know about
Agreed.
In the Bible. And I've actually used Google. I know it kind of gets aggravating to mention Google, but they really have done a pretty fascinating job of indexing, you know, pretty fairly. It doesn't seem to have a big bias one way or
right.
the other. When you ask to search it, it tells you what's available.
True. And the only thing I always I tell, you know, my students and everything else is that when you do that, you have to be careful to the sites you go to.
Yes.
Because deception is rife. I'm talking it's replete out there waiting to grab you up. And all it, you know, this is one thing I always teach is what rat poison is. Mm-hmm. Rat poison is 99% completely harmless.
Really?
And 1% poison.
Mm.
But it's that 1% that'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's the same thing with the gospel. That's why Paul said, if anybody comes, brings to you any other gospel than what we've preached, even an angel, let them be accursed. So anything, you know, that's how you become an enemy of the cross,
mm-hmm.
is to add to or to take away, you know, either add to the cross and it wasn't enough,
mm-hmm.
or to take away and go, well, it wasn't really that big of a deal. That's how you become an enemy of the cross.
Is there similar disinformation about car repairs and
oh,
things
yeah.
that you should do with your car? Give us a warning about something that you've seen out there.
You know, I've seen quite a bit of different YouTube things that says, oh, try this. You will like this. You know, try this fluid. Different things I've seen people use or tire pressure, all kind of weird stuff. And we laugh about it. We're like, but at the same time, I told somebody, I said, but somebody's watching this. I said, look at all the hits this thing's gotten. So
well,
you have to be
in
careful.
In some ways, I think that probably there's some mechanics out there putting disinformation.
Right.
So you bring the cars and get them fixed.
Well, I mean, you think about that. And we talked about this last time. You know, when we see, I mean, my Xterra, my Nissan Xterra, it's, you know, if you go by the manual, I don't have to change my oil for 7,000 to 8,000 miles. And yet, at 3,500 miles, I drain my oil and it's black because the viscosity is broken down.
Even though the manufacturer says you don't have to change
exactly
the oil.
Exactly right. I mean, so, and I'm like, okay, so what do I want to do? I asked myself the question, what do I want to do? Do I want to change my oil and spend that money now, or spend the big bucks and buy another motor? Which at that point, I'm like, well, the vehicle's not worth it.
Sure.
You see what I'm getting at? So why not, you know, go ahead and put the maintenance into it?
Yeah, replacing a motor is a bunch of money.
Oh, boy.
You're talking $3,000 or $4,000. Well, John, we're so glad you're in studio with us. We're going to take another break, come back with another segment or two with you. And if you'd like to talk to John Chitwood from Southern Boulevard Automotive, give us a call here in the studios live today at 505-338-5790. John Chitwood available to take your calls. We'll be right back.
Guys, don't you just love men's conferences? The worship, fellowship, and encouragement. Register now for the one-day men's conference called Abound. It's Saturday, June 29th at Cross Christian Fellowship. Be challenged by speakers Ray Jaramillo, Mike Lycona, Scott Tom, and others. Worship with Justin Gambino. Men, iron doesn't sharpen iron unless they join together. Register online at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
At Principal, we get it. You have big plans for your money, but sometimes life has something else in mind. There are twists and turns you never see coming. Twists like promotions and job transfers, and turns like new family members and rising college tuitions. Life doesn't always go according to plan. We can help you plan for that. Principal. Investments. Retirement. Insurance.
Sponsored by member companies of Principal, Des Moines, Iowa. Principal National Life and Principal Life Insurance Company. Principal Global Investor. Securities offered by Principal Securities, Inc. Member SIPC.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect this afternoon. We're glad you're listening. John Chitwood from Southern Boulevard Automotive, Ask the Expert, is in here talking about automotive repair. And we're also talking about, you know, acting and running a business as a Christian person. And John, I'm amazed by that, because you've got to be confronted daily by people that are, for some reason or another, their car's broken down. They've got to have an attitude that may not be perfect about that.
Not really. Not really. I mean, you know, our customer and client base, they're really, really good people. Nice. I mean, and they don't, I want to say pretty rare people come in very upset, you know, that their cars broke down. They're not happy. I mean, as far as like, you know, they don't come in, you know, full of joy. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But for the most part, no. I mean, our clientele is very, very good people. A lot of, you know, issues, a lot of, you know, just coming in for maintenance, whatever it may be, and just maintaining the vehicle.
Well, and you offer some warranties and other things on your work.
Oh, yes. You know, everything we do is 2 years, 24,000 miles.
Good. Now, I want to qualify that. So you're going to need to get an oil change about every 3,000 miles. So people need to understand, again, there are perishables in your car.
With anything. Brake pads, belts, you know, different things. Yeah. Yeah. Air filters, fuel filters, you know, whatever it may be, you know, anything that's a wear item.
A lot of us who have been working on cars, you know, as a hobby for a long time, used to love asbestos brakes.
Not anymore.
They didn't squeak. They seemed to work well. Of course, very dangerous material.
Oh, yeah.
Cancer causing and so forth. So that was taken away a few years ago. And then there was a period of time, especially in trucks, where they used all kinds of different materials.
Oh, yeah.
And they would squeak and they would grind. Is that kind of gone away? They've come up with new materials and things that work well?
I would love to say yes, but on the way over here today, I was in my Jeep, you know, of course it's open, and I was behind a semi, and he hit his brakes and it sounded like a horn going off. I was like, wow, that's loud. And I had to stay behind him all the way down Alameda. And, so yes, you know, the material's still out there. But when you have fleet material, and they actually still make really hard brake pads for those applications. I mean, who wants to replace their brake pads every 6 months?
Right.
So with the fleets, especially, you know, they're hard braking, they have heavy loads, whatever it may be. Yes, they want that, you know, heavy wear pad. But the offside of that is, you know, they do tend to squeak more.
John, in addition to being a sponsor and a contributor to advertising here at KNKT, I know you also do a lot of things out in Rio Rancho with youth.
Yeah.
Sponsoring some Rio Rancho and Cleveland athletics.
Yep.
Type of things.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we want to stay involved in the community, because not just Christian based.
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean, because, you know, I mean, that's not where we're supposed to be, a light to the world, not a light to a light.
Right.
You know, so we're supposed to be a light in a dark place. So yeah, getting your name out there, getting it out there, letting them do car washes on your property every Saturday, whatever it may be, you know, helping out, donations, you know, if we can, we do.
That's really neat. Talk to us about developing employees. If you're interested in auto mechanics, how do you get involved?
You know, I'll be honest with you. It's a rough profession because, everybody wants to live, you know, and survive. And in automotive, you have to know and you have to have a certain point where you start. For instance, a lot of people go to school like to UTI or to WyoTech or something like that. What ends up happening is, the student will come out after 18 months, whatever it may be, with a, and they'll be, they get disillusioned quick for the simple reason they've been told a lie by UTI or WyoTech that you're going to get out of here and you're going to make $80,000 a year. Well, no, you're not.
Right.
For the simple reason, you know, they have to start off. Technicians are on commission.
Uh-huh.
So when they go in, and here's a perfect scenario. You know, we go off of a book, whether it be Mitchell or All Data, you know, or Motor Manual, whatever it may be for labor time. And let's say a starter by the book pays 1 hour. The customer gets charged 1 hour of labor, whatever that may be. The technician gets paid 1 hour. Now, if he finishes the job in, let's say, 10 minutes shy of an hour, he still gets paid an hour. Customer still pays an hour. But if it takes him one whole day to replace that starter, customer gets charged an hour, he gets paid an hour. That's how it works. So when they come out of these schools and they can't keep up with the book,
right,
they are not making that money that they were promised by UTI and WyoTech. That's how automotive repair works.
So typically, how do you develop new talent in your industry?
You know what? They have to be willing to start off as an apprentice and then as a, you'll move from apprentice, you'll actually move to a BTEC. And then as you get certified and, you know, as your skills improve, then, you can move into ATEC.
And you advertise your ASC,
master
certifications.
Correct.
And that takes a while to go through that process. Tell us a little bit about that.
You actually can take the test. You have to actually, be employed for a minimum of 3 years mm-hmm. with an automotive, in the automotive industry mm-hmm. And have that documented. Mm-hmm. And then you can go and you can take your ASC certifications. There's 9 of them. And then after you take, you know, all 9, you can become master certified. They actually just added the 9th one right now, which is small diesel motors. Mm-hmm. You know, actually you can take 8, for the gasoline, and just be, you could be master certified, but when you add the 9th, then you're obviously it's a different level. Or, you know, like I know, Cody, Tony and I have taken the, advanced diagnostics, you know, we're all L1 certified. But that does take a while to do. I mean, especially because a lot of the questions is actually live scenarios. Where it says, this is happening on a customer's vehicle. Technician A says this. Technician B says this. Which one's right?
Now, do mechanics specialize like athletes, like a professional footballer? You've got a quarterback over here. You've got a kicker over here. You've got a lineman over here. Do mechanics do everything and all things, or do they specialize in transmissions, engines?
It used to be that they would specialize. It used to be. And there are some shops that still kind of cater to that. You know, I mean, if there's like, you know, if you come to a shop that's really under car, you know, steering and suspension or exhaust and stuff like that. Yeah, you could have those people in there. Okay. But for the technician that needs to make a really good living at doing this, mm-hmm. you have to know all things about the entire vehicle.
Amen. We're going to be back with one more segment with John Chitwood. 338-5790 is our phone number here at the KNKT studios. If you have a question and you've just joined us about automotive repair, something going on with your own vehicle, please call us. Again, John Chitwood can be reached 505-338-5790 this afternoon in the KNKT studios. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, We won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-34.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford Power Ford, Jim Williams in studio with John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, and you are probably taking care of a lot of cars that people bought at Power Ford.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah.
And Petrie is one of our sponsors as well, and great dealers, great vehicles, and John Chitwood is in studio to tell us how we should take care of our cars. We just closed that last segment with talking a little bit about, you know, the spiritual implications and things of being a Christian businessman. Right. What do you, where do you take people when they ask you questions, John, about, you know, life in general? You've got a car that you haven't maintained, mm-hmm. and it's breaking down and it's costing you a lot to repair it.
Right.
I know one of your commercials, you talk about it's nicer to just keep something maintained and not ever have to restore it.
Right.
Tell us why you chose that avenue.
Well, for the simple reason, you know, there is, and the reason I made that commercial the way I did is, you know, it's kind of like this. When we have customers that are bringing cars maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years, mm-hmm. and they're just pristine, you know. We've had to really educate some elderly women for the simple reason they don't drive.
Right.
And they'll come in, no, I need an oil change. And you're like, it's a waste of money. You only have 1,000 miles on your oil. You know, you don't need it, you know. And so we've had to educate them and tell them that. So, but you see those cars and they're just clean. They're clean. The engines are clean. The belts, if it needed something, they took care of it. And they don't have to worry about things that other people do. But then you got the other person that comes in. It just, and you know what? It happens. Whether it be money, whether it be whatever it may be, that they just couldn't afford to do it, or they just didn't do it because, well, they were lazy. That's whatever it may be. When you see the difference in that, okay, when you see something that has either been well maintained, or people will come in, they go, oh, it's a loss. They throw their hands up, they go, oh, it's unfixable. You know, that's why I chose, you know, and it's also beautiful to restore a car.
Sure.
And that's the same thing with the life of Jesus Christ, because how many times have we felt in our lives like, you know, it's over. I've blown it so bad. That I can't get back to where I was of Christ. And yet Jesus says, let me restore you. You didn't keep up on the maintenance. You didn't pray. You didn't read. You didn't spend time with me, but I can restore you. That's why I made the commercial the way I did, because I wanted to relate it to something like, yeah, it's beautiful to see a car restored, like Skip's motorcycle. It's the same thing. Yeah, it's beautiful, but it didn't always look like that.
So when you have a vehicle that you don't maintain, mm-hmm. you end up paying the consequences.
Later on, you better believe it.
But if you've spent your entire life to this point not maintaining yourself, mm-hmm. not learning about God, having no relationship, you could be a drug addict, addicted to some substance other than that, whatever it is.
Right.
You have some earthly consequences.
Of course. You
have some pain in your body and some physical things, but the truth is that he substitutes
correct
that consequence
yeah.
for what you should be enduring. He
exactly.
gives himself. He died on the cross. So the first thing we need to realize is that we have this free gift of forgiveness sitting on the table right in front of us.
Right.
And all we have to do is receive it. Acknowledge that we need God to forgive us.
And he'll restore you.
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. He'll restore you back to where you should have been inwardly. Yeah, you're right. There will be some, you know, consequences to your actions. That's just the way it is. But he still can restore you, your soul as whole.
And if you feel like you have no hope for your car or yourself, mm-hmm. that's just not true.
No, never.
Amen. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. Thank you for joining us this afternoon on KNKT. Slave Valashanov in studio with us tomorrow, a Croatian pastor. See you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.